You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. You are halfway there, and we are going to take you through this night on the radio and deliver you into Thursday, which is a glorious day. Every day is a glorious day. Great to have you with me. I am Pete Schwabba, and this is Nightlight. Conrad Krieger is here, working the board, producing the show, looking, you know, I just realized you have not had a haircut in quite a while, buddy.
I got a haircut before I left for that wedding.
Did you really?
You just didn't notice.
No, you were in the awkward stages, and then you just left town, and it's grown back now.
Not really. It's still pretty short for, you know, I'll probably get a haircut in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Before you gotta keep Christmas us posted. Time.
Your haircuts are fun to talk about. I like to, do you have awkward banter with the people that cut your hair?
It's getting better, you know?
Okay.
It's the same girl that cuts my hair every time.
That makes it a little easier.
Yes.
Beauticians or salonists or barbers, whatever you want to call them, they're sort of like bartenders.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell them stuff. You get a sense of, like, they're sort of in control of you while they're working on your dome, you know?
It's easier, you know, when you first start out with one, not a bartender, a salonist.
How many bartenders do you have?
You know, the first time they cut your hair is a little awkward. Like, you don't really know each other.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, do you want?
Right.
I want this.
I want my
and
hair
then
to be shorter.
You just sit there. See, for me, it's like, if I'm not talking, it's weird for me too, because I take my glasses off. So I'm like, I'm not like talking, or I can't see.
So you really can't see when you take your glasses off?
Oh, no. Like, I have to put on my glasses to see how my hair looks after.
So when she says, how does this look? You put the glasses back
yes.
on first. Okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
And then most of them are like, how's it look? And I'm like, reaching further. Right. Oh, you're really that blind? Yes. Yes, I am.
A haircut would have to be pretty bad for me to notice that without yeah. my glasses. I've got a couple different girls. I have someone I used for my hair that is really good, but I'm kind of a last minute guy. She's so booked up, I can never get in. And then I have this other girl who I've been going to. She's just starting out, so she's got more openings. So I'm trying to get like a balance going there, you know.
You know, so. I went to this salon in Hartford when I lived in Kewaskum, which is like a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
And that's where I'd go get my haircut. And since I moved to Green Bay, obviously, you know, it's a little difficult to get to Hartford.
Yeah.
Missed that place, though. Best haircuts I've ever had.
Well, they got to be better than what you're rocking now. No, kidding, Conrad. You got a great...
Wow.
You got a great... great do there. I had someone at one of those chain haircutting places. And
don't even...
She would tell me about the fights she got into, physical fights at bars in local Marinette. And I was like, okay, I don't want to make her mad. Like,
okay,
going to her, though. I'm like, I'm uncomfortable hearing
all
this.
You don't want to get in a fight with her, huh?
I don't want to get in a fight with her. I don't want to be called as a witness. It was just a strange dynamic. And I had a friend once who, the girl finished cutting his hair, and she looked at him, and she's like pushing it out of the way, and she's like inches from his face, and she goes, whew, and blows on his face to get the hair off of him.
And no.
Like, yes.
That's no.
Gotta love a good haircut.
Did I ever tell you the last time I went to a chain, you know, I think it was the barber shop.
That's what it's called?
I got the worst haircut of my life. And it was so bad that I actually left a Yelp review. I said, it was summer, and I said, this haircut is so bad, it makes me want to wear a winter hat in summer.
Did you put a picture?
Let's just say the lineup was not even, you know, it on the sideburns.
That's awful.
The back of my hair and like around the ears. It was so noticeable that my brother's like, dude, what's...
You know, it's weird. I always thought this would catch on, and it never did. One sideburn.
Just one?
Like, just a different kind of, like, yeah, a guy kind of, I always wanted to try to do that. Like, I wonder what people would say. You'd look like a mental patient, but and then you'd have to explain to people, no, this is what I'm going for. It's a one-sided, but you have to be famous to do stuff like that. If you want to set a trend, you kind of have to be a big shot.
So like the left side is like up to your,
well, I'm right-handed. I'm right-handed, so I would do one sideburn on that side and nothing on this side, and that's how I would roll.
I think you should do this.
I'm tempted. And you could do that in radio, except now we're like on TV too, so people can see it and go, what's this guy's deal, man?
And maybe we'll take a window picture of your sideburns.
One sideburn, yeah. I'm going to noodle that. Look at this. See this, folks? This is not even written in my notes. This is spontaneous haircut discussion on Nightlight. It's like an improv class. This is all you get. I don't even know what made me think of your hair, but
it must be looking good for you to talk about.
Looks pretty good. Yeah, it's a good looking haircut, even though it's a bit old. Hey, we have a fun show tonight, folks. We're gonna have man, this is exciting too. We're gonna talk about a folk festival at 5:30 in hour number one. We are bringing out the big guns. It's the 2025 Holiday Folk Fair International. Paul Trebian will be here to discuss this. Paul is the CEO of the International Institute of Wisconsin. We're going to tell you what that operation does too, because that's pretty cool stuff, what they do. And this folk fair sounds amazing. It's down in West Allis, and it takes place this weekend. So we'll do that. And then we've got my pal, Sholly Pittman, who is the Civic Media News Director. This is going to be fun because Sholly and I have this thing where I met her when I did my show in Madison a few weeks ago. And I said, man, your first name would sound great with my last name. I go, you should go with Schwabe, Sholly Schwabe. That's a great, the alliteration, it crushes. And I would actually sound better as Pete Pittman, because that's easier to say. Pete Schwabe, we've all had fun with my name, sounds like a dessert. Oh, I see you have fresh Schwabe tonight. What flavor is it? Peach. So Sholly Pittman will be here at 6:10. I'm excited to talk to Sholly. She's going to talk to us about a law that's going to benefit community theaters, which I think will be fun. She'll join us for about 10 minutes in the 6 o'clock hour. It'll be good to get to know Sholly on the air. She does a great job here at Civic Media. And then Wisconsin foodie creator Arthur Ersink will be here at 6:35. Pardon me. They have a new season coming out. This show is a juggernaut. It has been on since 2010, and I can't believe there's so much good food in Wisconsin and restaurants, and Arthur finds these places, and he does such a great job. I don't want to say he's a one-man operation because everything is collaborative, but he works his butt off, and Arthur, pardon me, Arthur will be here to discuss some fun Thanksgiving ideas, talk about the new season. Maybe we'll get some healthier eating tips from Arthur for Thanksgiving. And then this is fun. At 7:20 tonight, I've been watching this reporter's work here in Green Bay. She works at NBC 26, and she covers Door County, top to bottom, baby. And she's awesome. Her name is Hannah Lopez, and we both went to DePaul University. So, you know, she liked a couple window picks. I said, hey, let's have you on. We have reporters on. Emerson Lehman comes on. Rachel Mannix's been on. And she said, I'd love to. So we'll talk a little bit about our alma mater and how she landed in Green Bay. And then I am excited to get into some Door County talk. You probably have noticed this about me. I love talking about Door County.
I mean, what's there not to like about it?
I love it. And it's different. Like, I like to talk about drinking, too, because I don't really drink anymore. But it's different because when I talk about Door County, I've actually gone there quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I know. I'm not full of it. So there you go. Four outstanding guests tonight. It's all happening here at Nightlight. It is great to have you here. We have an outstanding question of the night that's coming up in just a moment. Did you see that? I have to tell you, I'm not like one of those fabric people, like where, you know, they say sometimes certain fabrics really bother people, but we had these t-shirts that said WGBW on them.
Yeah.
There was army green and black. They were really slick looking t-shirts.
I'm actually wearing one right now.
Of course you are. I had like 12 of them at home. They were my Christmas gifts. You know, I took a whole bunch of them. But no, I just went through puberty there in the air.
Yeah.
You know what happened to my voice?
I heard that. Yeah.
So I put one of these shirts on today, but it was backwards. And man, was that a weird feeling. Like all that, what do you call that? The emblem or whatever is on. It was all touching my chest and it was cold and weird. And I completely spazzed out and pulled the shirt off and turned it in the other way around and put it on. But that was a terrible feeling.
See, I had a different one because I pulled this shirt out of the dryer before I left this morning.
Okay.
So it was nice and toasty.
Mm. Yeah, that's always fun too.
Oh, that was nice because I had to go outside, you know, in the cold. So I had the nice warm t-shirt.
Did you ever put clothes on and think, oh man, I think I'm losing weight. And then you realize, oh no, I just haven't washed these in a while. That's my buddy Boris Hamilton's joke. I always love that joke. I lost weight. Oh no, it's wash day. Hey, I think it's time, Conrad, we get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, here we go. It is, oh my God, I have last night's question written down. That's hilarious. What is your favorite board game? That is tonight's question. And you know why I picked that, Conrad?
Well, it's in honor of National Go, well, Play Monopoly.
Play Monopoly. Probably, maybe the most famous board game, right?
Yeah.
Been around forever.
It's been around forever. It takes forever.
Well, you can mix it up. You could do the thing where you pass out the properties at the beginning.
Yeah.
But my son is like a purist. He's like, no, absolutely not. You don't know how people came into that property. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Serious.
Yeah, right? He takes it very seriously. So that's our question of the day. It's National Play Monopoly Day. What is your favorite board game? Please be part of the show. Let me know, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. You can drop us a text on that line or on the app if you have the Civic Media app. We have a lot of people listening on the app, and I love that. So drop us a comment over the app. Or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X Twitter, drop us a stream comment, and we will read it on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. I don't know. I kind of gave this some thought. I love, what's the game? Balderdash. I love Balderdash.
Where that's you
make
a great
up,
one.
Yeah. Make up word definition. It's like, to me, there's nothing better than tricking someone into guessing your word and then like totally owning them. But I didn't put that as my favorite because I think Scattergories, if you just like to argue with family, Scattergories is outstanding. You know what Scattergories is? It's to get, you get a letter and then you have to come up with something that starts with that letter. So for example,
it's kind of like Pictionary a little bit.
Well, with words, you don't really draw anything, but you can say like something you'd put on a cupcake and the letter is T. So you'd say, you know, whatever. If it was S, you'd say sprinkles, or F was frosting, whatever. My brother, to put on a cupcake, put tart toppings. No way. Are you ever accepting that answer? So it starts like these great arguments. So I like Scattergories. Tart toppings. Come on. And then I also like Catchphrase. You ever play Catchphrase?
Yeah.
That's a great one. You whip the thing because the buzzer is about to go off. You hit mom in the forehead with it and people get really, really crazy about it. You got a favorite board game?
Sorry.
I said, do you have a favorite board game?
Sorry.
I love Sorry too. That's a great game. I play it with
Sorry's one of my all-time faves. Go, we'd play it on family game night, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And it would always get a little hectic, you know, between my brother and I, but
there is kind of a strategy.
I always had too. always had to be blue.
All right, we're going to discuss all of this and I'm going to tell you about what to do with leftover gravy, folks. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. It's so great to have you with me on this Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Well, if you're looking for fun things to do leading up to Christmas and other holidays, check out, if you're in the Madison area, December 4th, a screening of a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. It stars Lauren Holly, Tony Goldwyn, Thomas Lennon, Lance Barber, and me, and as well as a host of other great Wisconsin actors and some Chicago actors, Midwest actors. It's a really fun film. It's a comedy, sort of a feel-good story. And it's playing, we're screening it December 4th. Thanks to our pals John and Gordy in the morning show at WMDX in Madison here on Civic Media. They will be the hosts. What's going on with my voice today?
I don't know. You might need to take a chill.
A quick cup of gravel or something. December 4th, John and Gordy will be hosting the event, and they're going to host a Q&A with me after the film at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. It's sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a fun movie to watch. It's some big laughs in the film, if I do say so myself, and a great movie to see with a crowd. And the plot of the film is I play a comedian named Joe Keegan who gets a shot at being on The Tonight Show, but the audition is in Wisconsin. He and his friend, Kenny Caruso, played by Lance Barber, who of young Sheldon fame. Lance gets my character to go to this audition because he knows every year the talent booker of The Tonight Show goes back to this little roadside bar for deer hunting season. And they do a comedy night there, so our goal is to get on stage there. And we meet Thomas Lennon's character, a local MC who tries to bury me and calls me a bear fan and all that kind of fun stuff and makes me dig out of a hole during my act at the biggest audition of my life. So anyway, the tickets are $10. $1 of each ticket goes to the Dane County Humane Society. It's for a great cause. There'll be a Q&A afterwards. We can have some cocktails and some conversation at the beautiful Atwood Music Hall. I hope you can make it. Tell your friends. And well, hopefully we'll see you out there on December 5th. So I saw this. This is so weird. Heinz has launched its first ever squeezable gravy bottle featuring its homestyle turkey gravy. It's called Leftover Gravy. They are selling a new product called Leftover Gravy. It's specifically for sandwiches and available only at Walmart. They somehow got a sweetheart deal with Walmart that sells everything. It's store-bought gravy. And it can't compare to the, supposedly they're saying this as like a preemptive mea culpa. It won't compare to your homemade gravy, but it's good for sandwiches and stuff like that. You can squeeze it out of a box. That sounds really gross to me. I'm not a gravy guy. I'm not a gravy guy to begin with, but this sounds really gross.
I don't think I knew that about you, that you're not really a gravy guy. Because
can't do it.
I'm not either. Like, I think it's disgusting, but...
It's how they make it. It's what's in it. Isn't it like lard and butter? And like, I like the taste of potatoes. Why would I want to compromise it with this gross?
Yeah, this looks disgusting to me, too.
I agree.
It's like tan and like dark. And...
Yeah. It's featuring homestyle turkey gravy. It's called Leftover Gravy. And it looks like a bottle of stadium mustard, they're saying. It's specifically for sandwiches. And it was inspired, you'll appreciate this, Conrad, by the Friends episode where someone steals Ross's Moist Maker sandwich.
Oh, that's a great episode.
My sandwich! So it only took them 25 years to
leave after that.
Oh, that's right, because they thought he was crazy. He was a little crazy. I saw a Reddit post once where some guy said, "What is the point of Ross?"
Just in general?
Just in general, his character. And I think David Schwimmer's really funny.
But, he's hilarious when he finds out Joey and Rachel start dating, and he gets super drunk with margaritas.
Oh, I don't remember. That's another show I kind of stopped watching after.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, you just got to stick through.
I know. After five seasons on any show I'm out. Cheers. Even Seinfeld. Like, I stuck with Seinfeld because it's Seinfeld, but I don't know. It just sort of loses its luster for me after those years. All right, so you can pick up some leftover gravy. It would be great if it was from someone's house and Walmart was selling it. Super on the stream says, gravy is gross.
That's Terry Barr.
That is not Terry Barr.
Yeah, I see the profile picture.
Oh my God, that is Terry Barr. Hi, Terry Barr. She says, gravy is gross. Gobs of butter on those potatoes. Yeah, that's what I put butter and salt and pepper. That's how I love my potato. The gravy compromises the deliciousness of the potatoes, in my opinion, or even stuffing. I like sodium in bread form. I just like eat it straight. I love the Terry. That sounds like a super 1, 2, 3, 4 star. That's Terry's YouTube handle.
I think so.
Is that not supposed to give that out? She wants followers, right? Follow Terry Barker.
Yeah, follow Terry.
Dave on the stream says, Balderdash, Wits and Wagers. I never played Wits and Wagers. And I think we have that game, but I've never played it. Keep those thoughts coming, folks. We'll get to some of your texts a little later. As I mentioned, lots of fun happening tonight. We're going to talk about a really cool folk festival taking place in West Allis at 5:35 with Paul Trebian. He'll be here. Sounds like a lot of fun. We've got Hannah Lopez from NBC 26 tonight. Arthur Ersink from Wisconsin Foodie. We'll talk a little bit of Thanksgiving food. Our pal Shali Schwaba. Oops, I mean Shali Pittman will be here. She does outstanding work here at Civic Media. And what is there Packers news? More Packers news? We need an update from UConn?
I mean, we're facing the Vikings this week.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean. I'm part of the team, right?
Yeah, you can say we.
I'm facing the Vikings this week.
Now it's all about you. I was willing to give you a roster spot for conversation purposes. I didn't think you were going to take over.
I think our defense can stop J.J. McCarthy because he doesn't look all that well. He put a couple good drives together, but I mean, just like, I don't know. I think our defense can stop him.
He is capable. I do think he's going to be a pretty decent quarterback.
He is capable.
Yeah.
But so far, I don't know. Aaron Jones probably going to have a game just because it's his revenge game.
Yeah.
Again.
Absolutely. Did we talk about Alice Glick passing away?
No.
All right, we'll do that after the news. Very, very wonderful Simpsons character. It's Peach Wobbin Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Oh, it is a Wednesday night. I am Pete Schwabe. Conrad Krieger is working the board, and we are having some fun already. It's only hour one, Conrad. Have you adjusted completely to the extra hour, the early hour?
I got some jet lag.
Do you?
Yeah.
There are people in their cars right now listening to us.
You didn't think there was before?
No, I did, and I thought that's why we talked about that move over law last night. But yeah, I think people, if they are in their cars, be careful. We got to bring it, though. And I think the way we do that is to talk about, well, at least to me, we talk about a really cool Holiday Folk Fair International. It's a 2025 version of the Holiday Folk Fair International. It's a really cool event happening this weekend in West Allis, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight the CEO of the International Institute of Wisconsin, Mr. Paul Trebian. Hi, Paul.
Hey, great to be here.
Am I saying your last name correctly, sir?
Yeah, Paul Trebian. Yeah.
Trebian,
yeah,
okay.
This is really, yeah.
Well, it's good to have you. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, really good. The days leading up to Holiday Folk Fair are real exciting to see the space come to life again. And it's a really neat place at State Fair Park at the Expo Center.
You know, all right, we're going to get into all that. First, I have to ask you a really important question. Do you have a favorite board game?
Do I have a favorite board game? The one that comes to mind is, when I was young, I haven't played it since I've been young, is Monopoly.
Oh, nice. It is actually the reason our question tonight is inspired by the fact that it is National Monopoly Day. So that's a great answer.
Didn't even know that.
Paul, it's great to have you. I want to tell you that this festival sounds really cool, but I was reading up on you today, and I'm not surprised that you're like this really upbeat guy because you've had a really fascinating background. I was reading about you. You've had a very interesting childhood. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to this point in your life, and then we'll jump into the festival.
Well, I really appreciate that question. I grew up in Wisconsin half of the time. The other half I was in Alaska. My father had passed away when I was young, so my uncles helped raise me in Alaska, and I have heritage up there, Native Alaskan, Tlingit Nation. Wow. And those values in my grandmother really shaped what I would do. Even as a young person, I did a lot of service things because of my grandmother, and it's always been that way through college, getting my first jobs, and then leading all the way up to being on the board for International Institute of Wisconsin for like 12 years, 14 years ago, I was started on the board, and then 2 years ago, I took over the helm at International Institute of Wisconsin. But everything that we do, it's all about people, no matter what job we have, and everybody's so important. And all of our similarities and all of our differences, we strengthen each other based on our backgrounds. And for me, having a real strong upbringing and heritage and culture has allowed me to do quite a few things. And then, of course, I married my lovely wife, Kathy, who was in the Air Force, and I was a military spouse and got to see quite a few things and do a lot of different jobs. So it's been a really fulfilling career so far, and Holiday Folk Fair is just a gem every year for me. It allows me to fulfill one of the biggest things my mother always said to my grandmother. We need to tell everybody that we're still here, that the tribe is still here. And what better way to do that at Holiday Folk Fair, to say, here's our culture, here's our art, here's our food, and everybody else gets to do the same thing. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event that fits right into what I do for my life.
Yeah, it's outstanding. It sounds like a huge bash. It's November 21st through the 23rd at the State Fair Park Exposition Center, and it's this weekend from November 21st through the 23rd. Tell us a little bit, Paul, if people go, what can they expect?
Well, when you walk through the door, you'll see right away what we call Heritage Lane, which is a lot of the cultural booths from all the different participants, all different cultures in Europe and Asia. My daughter is going to be there representing our family, the Tlingits. And when you go through, you'll see the big American flag. And then right beyond that is the food. Oh, it's wonderful. And then the big world stage where all the dance groups will perform. And then there's some other stages as well. So there's a lot of food, dance, music, a lot of art. There's also merchandise you can also purchase from some of the cultural groups. And I think the biggest part of the whole aspect of it is it's a collection of all the different cultures that we have here. And they show off their traditional dress. They show off their food. So they show off the art. And it's a great place to make memories. Competition for the kids with the chess. Education Day on Friday at 9 to 2. There's going to be close to 5,000 students coming through the door. It's just a wonderful, great weekend, a time to celebrate just before the holidays start up.
Yeah. So, wow, that's a lot. I mean, I was looking at your website earlier, and it just seems like so much work. And you know what? I thought also, Paul, I think you could probably make a really cool board game out of this event. Think about it. That's all I'm saying.
The kids, they actually have little passports that they get stamped when they go to each culture. So,
oh, that's great. And speaking of you did all kinds of, I was half kidding about the board game because I was looking at your jobs and you mentioned them earlier. You've done architecture, aerospace, family services, computer programming, information services, social services. Are you that guy that, like, everybody who works for you, they can't get away with anything because you already know everything?
I know a lot about a lot of things, and I have wonderful teams that are experts that work with me. So that's how that works. But I think a lot of it has to do with traveling a lot, being a military family. You get to see a lot of different things, and you make the most of it. And right. The best way to do that is to discover who they are and discover who you are. And once again, I come back to Holiday Folk Fair. It's a great place for us to discover ourselves, discover others, look at the similarities, look at the differences, and then celebrate everything because we're stronger together.
Absolutely. My guest is Paul Trabian. He is the CEO of the International Institute of Wisconsin. We're talking about the 2025 Holiday Folk Fair International in West Allis this weekend. What can, I was just looking at some of the stuff you guys offer. You have theater, stuff for kids, and this jumped out at me. People dance and sing together. That doesn't happen much anymore. When I was a kid, I remember my grandma playing the piano, and we would stand around and sing. My own family, very musical. We haven't done that in years. This sounds like a really fun opportunity, as you said, just to bring people together. And do people actually do that? They stand around and sing?
They do. The cultural groups that come, many of the folks that come to see their culture, and they'll strike a song that they remember and they'll sing along. I see that. But the dance groups, they perform those traditional songs and dances, and the ethnic groups and the ethnic foods and all of that is brought to life. It's a way to discover more about yourself. And in fact, I think people come there and they start reconnecting to their past. And what I think is real important is that when you understand your past, your heritage, your culture, it helps you figure out where you're going. It helps you figure out the future. And essentially, we have to work with each other. So understanding each other, that's one of the big missions of International Institute of Wisconsin, is that we're here to educate people on culture and heritage and the mutual working together and the shared values. And we all have the grandma who made those special cookies or made that special bread. And we all have, like you said, we have memories of that. We did have some song and dance in the past. And I love these culture groups. They keep it alive. And I think it's one of the things that this festival does. It allows them to reach out and touch people to get involved. And so I would encourage everybody to find out who they're part of and then try to connect again and make new memories.
That's great. That's so true what you said. Yeah, we all did have the grandma who made the special cookies. I had an uncle who made special brownies. You just had to make sure you didn't drive after you ate one of them. But I hear what you're saying. So how can people get tickets, Paul, or where should they go for more information?
Well, I would go to folkfair.org, and on that website, you'll see information, the address. There'll be a link for you to get advanced tickets. The prices will be explained there as well for all the different groups there. And I think that it's a great preview of what you might see there. And it'll help you to organize your mind as you go there. And, of course, if you go each day, you're not going to miss anything for sure. There's so much to see. So it's well worth dedicating a weekend towards.
Yeah, I saw this. It's your 82nd year. Has it just grown like gangbusters every year? And how long have you been a part of that?
Well, I've been part of it in the background for at least 14 years. 12 years I was in the background behind the scenes with the previous CEO. Okay. In the last couple of years, I've been leading the charge. But it's the International Institute of Wisconsin has been around for 100 years, and our roots are immigration and naturalization and translation and interpretation. And also the Holiday Folk Fair has been a big part of it, that 100 years for 82 of them. And it's backed by the community, and there's a huge commitment to make sure this happens every year. And I don't see it ending because it's so valuable to the community, because you get to see all the ethnic groups, you get to see the dance, you get to see all of the traditional dress. And then, of course, there's the food, the chef's corner, and the merchandise. And then, of course, the Wall of Honor, where we have people who have been serving for 50 plus years. They get on the Wall of Honor, and so you get to see who's on there this year, the new members. So
that's great. You kind of just answered my next question. I was going to ask you to elaborate on what the International Institute of Wisconsin does, but you just sort of answered the question. It's great stuff, great work. I wish you luck with the festival this weekend. I do have to ask you before you leave, Paul, what are you watching on TV? Anything you could recommend, a binge watch after a full day of putting together a folk fair?
Well, I actually like watching science shows, you know, we're either looking at the Earth or looking at what we see through our big telescopes that we pay tax dollars for.
Yes.
That relaxes me because it's all natural.
The first time I saw the pictures of the Eagle Nebula,
I was blown away. You're just looking at a picture. Like, I couldn't even imagine what it was like to see it through a telescope. But that's great. And I'm sure you'll add that to many of your other jobs, Paul. You're kind of a renaissance man. And I appreciate your time tonight. Best of luck with the festival this weekend. And don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. All right, that's Paul Trabian. Check out the 2025 Holiday Folk Fair International in West Allis this weekend. It sounds like an absolute blast. So, all right, we're coming right back, and I have a really funny clip. You get that comedian clip thing?
Oh, yeah. It's
great. One-liners. It's coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me one thing. More than this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me. It is a Wednesday night in the state of Wisconsin. A glorious night as we creep ever closer to one of my favorite holidays. It's in my top 10, Thanksgiving. You guys
top
know I'm
10?
Big Arbor Day fan. After that, it's Thanksgiving,
well,
Christmas.
Yeah, I know why it's Arbor Day now.
Why?
I didn't realize before last night.
Did you cut that?
It's
Rob Thomas didn't remind me never to. I said Arbor Day really gets my motor running. Or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's a sexy holiday.
It's a sexy holiday. He goes, remind me never to hang out with you on Arbor Day. That's our Rob. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite board game? It is National Monopoly Day. Let us know. And for those of you in the car right now, if you're driving somewhere, what better way to help you arrive home safely than with a little comedy? Put a little smile on your face. I found this great clip. I don't know this comedian, but one of my favorite comics from like the 80s was Stephen Wright, who just would rattle off one-liners. And this guy, what is his name? Stuart Francis?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Conrad was using the intercom that we just had installed, and it sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher was telling me the comedian name because I couldn't remember his name. But I found this clip earlier today. It's about a minute long. Let's play this, Con.
I quit my job at the helium gas factory. I refuse to be spoken to in that tone. My therapist says I have a preoccupation with vengeance. We'll see about that. Is my wife dissatisfied with my body? A tiny part of me says yes. Just because I have arthritis doesn't mean I can't live a normal, huh? I'm trying to become at least the most famous person in my neighborhood. There's a guy in my neighborhood. He's in the Guinness Book of Records. He's had 43 concussions. He lives very close. In fact, just a stone's throw away. But the point. In university, I was going to join the debating team, but someone talked me out of it. No, I was horrible in school. I failed math so many times, I can't even count. I was good at history. No. No, I wasn't. So long ago. I like what mechanics wear, overall. When I was a kid, my fairy godmother asked me if I wanted a long penis for a long memory. I forget my response.
I'm surprised you can't say that word on it. It's a clinical word. If I were a doctor, I bet Kristen Lyerly has said that word before. Oh, but she's a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor of love. All right, so that guy's funny. I'd never seen him before, but he has some great jokes there. Conrad, you also have this clip.
Well,
this has been burning a hole in your pocket. You're a big Kevin James fan.
Well, I recently, you know, have been rewatching King of Queens.
Sure.
Just a background show, because it's just so easy to, you can go on any episode. It's just funny.
Yeah.
But this clip I have is just of the classic, like, comedy duo that Kevin James and Jerry Stiller would
Jerry
have.
Jerry Stiller's so great.
So, yeah, it's so good.
Let's hear it.
Listen, Carrie's not going to make it home for dinner, so I'm gonna order us some pizza.
From where?
From Sal's.
Sal's? Have you lost your mind?
Okay, not south. And from where?
A little neighborhood joint called Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, what's the number?
It's 1718-1168-011.
Look, I have way too many numbers, okay?
I gave you the area code.
We're in the area code. I don't need to dial it.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
1168.
Okay, you know what? How about a little phone number rhythm, huh? You know, a little bum-bum-ba, bum-ba, bum-ba. Got it?
I got it.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Six.
Yep.
Teen.
I already dialed the six. I can't go back in time and slip a one in.
Well, whose fault is that?
I'm making a sandwich. Why don't you order from McDonald's?
Very funny. Jerry Stiller is a treasure.
He's so good in that show.
He's great. He's so funny on Seinfeld. They just said, we want him too. And he's kind of the same guy, isn't he?
Yeah, just kind of like that.
But he plays that character so well. I love when he walks by George on Seinfeld and just slaps him in the forehead. Like, he just gives him a right cross right to the... did you hear this? This is upsetting news from the world of showbiz, the business we call show. Alice Glick passed away. And she was, of course, most of you know her as the Springfield First Christian Church organist on The Simpsons. And she died, like, playing the organ. It's very... very animated death.
Okay. There's a one-liner for you. Stuart Francis over there.
Why do they have to kill all these? Like, they killed Mo the bartender off?
Yeah.
He's like one of my favorite characters.
I think, you know, they're getting ready to maybe cancel the show.
After 37 seasons? I mean, the guy's made it this long. Barney Dalrymple? They killed off him. They killed off Maude Flanders? An audience favorite. Maude was a sweetheart. They're not afraid to, it's like The Walking Dead. They're not afraid to whack people, the writers. They take great power.
Well, all they have to do is just stop drawing.
And the character's dead. Correct. I don't have a pencil. Well, sorry. Best of luck. R.I.P. I had all this stuff, too, I wanted to talk about with Thanksgiving. Stuff you shouldn't talk about. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow. But we've got the news coming up, folks. And then when we come back, Shali Pittman will be here. Very excited to talk to Shali. She's the Civic Media News Director. She's going to tell us about some really cool new legislation that will help theater companies all around the state. That's coming up. Arthur Ersink from Wisconsin Foodie will be on the show at 6:35. And then Hannah Lopez from right here in Green Bay, NBC 26, Door County reporter, will be in studio. And we will talk to her about Door County and all kinds of fun stuff. It's a great night to be here, and it's great to have you. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I know you try the best you can. Need to breathe in more of that second hand. Smoke flying, I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that first look, fire is only cheap desire.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.